Fuck em, Hunter Biden fires back over shameless art dealings. By Wendell Hussebo on July 30, 2021. Hunter Biden fired back Thursday at those who have criticized him for the shameless grift of selling art to anonymous investors for large sums. Fuck em. Look man, Hunter Biden said on the Nota Bene podcast. I never said my art was going to cost what it was going to cost, or how much it would be priced at. I would be amazed, you know, if my art was sold, for you know, for $10. Just because the first time you ever go about it is the idea that someone is attracted to your art. Let alone they would pay something for it, Hunter continued. The value of an artist's work is not necessarily determined by the price. But the price is completely subjective. It has nothing to do with anything other than, you know, the moment. Like, you know, Hunter explained, taping a banana to the wall. But, it means something, and it meant something to someone. I'm not saying I'd be as presumptuous to tape a banana to the wall and try to sell it, but I think I'm doing stuff, he sighed. The interviewers went on to praise Hunter's work as strong and good and said it is exciting people are getting the chance to see it and spend money on it. The hosts described the notion the art sales are a corruption scheme as laughable. Meanwhile, Hunter's artwork dealings have caused Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, to introduce legislation Wednesday to block them. The legislation is aimed at stopping the obvious and shameless grift that's going on with Hunter Biden's art sales, for which he is obviously not qualified to do and is only doing to continue to profit off of his family name, Waltz told Fox News. When you're seeing the brand new venture, money-making venture, with zero qualifications that are clearly hanging solely on the family name with anonymous buyers, that is a completely different matter and that's what really gives me pause. Waltz explained about Hunter's business dealings, which include being an equity holder in the China nuclear power group that is blacklisted for trying to steal American warhead technology. And then you add that to the Chinese dealings, the Burisma dealings and the kind of long, sad history of selling the Biden name for influence, he added. We have to do something about it. To make the optics worse, Hunter recently struck a deal with art dealer Georges Burgess, who has strong connections with China, which, incidentally, happened around the time when President Joe Biden's son consummated deals with Chinese officials and made tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma in 2014. My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer discovering and nurturing talent from that region, Burgess stated in 2015. I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on July 22 defended Hunter and art dealings with potential anonymous art buyers in New York and Los Angeles as reasonable. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer, however, told Breitbart News the anonymous buyer's proposal is an absurd solution. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, Schweitzer said. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them.